Morina, you just heard Royal Blue from Lady Six, and on the other end of the line, we have her, Lady Six. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you guys.
How's it going? Last time we chatted would have been Electric Avenue, yes. Which now that the next Electric Avenue is rolled over, it's funny just seeing the full circle of it all. Mm. So good morning. Of course, we're talking about the Alpha Sessions coming up. You are playing Loons Littleton this Saturday, mm-hmm. the 24th of July. So it was honestly really interesting getting to look into Alpha Sessions. Mm-hmm. It's a really unique almost experience that you're providing for people. So, yeah, how did the idea come about and what can people expect down at Loons on Saturday?
Mm. Well, it's quite fitting that you just played Royal Blue because Royal Blue was one of the songs that was created in Alpha Sessions. Mm. What can I say about it? That particular Alpha Sessions, and listen, this one's a lot different from that one, but that particular one was like completely ad-lib.
It was
simply bringing like loops and then having like live drums and sort of preset keyboard chords, but nothing truly structured. And then we had this loop that Parks had made at the studio, and then we just brought it to the stage and played it over and over again until something kind of clicked. Mm. And weirdly, with that song that was completely ad lib, I had lost my cousin Lily, and I was imagining what it would be like, sort of like returning your spirit, like returning back to the one, and imagining that your soul was all these different colours and it returns back to this rainbow. And it was actually such a magical experience, sort of coming up with the main structure of that song. We were at Las Vegas, this club up here in Auckland, and someone actually caught a snippet on video too. And it was so incredible. It was like the whole room was holding their breath. And yeah, it was so magical. So essentially, that is what the Alpha Sessions is. It's kind of like catching a magic moment, really.
Wow.
But it actually was, but that was just particularly awesome. Mm. There were heaps of really hard parts, like where I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Mm. And there was a lot of like, okay, let's go to the bridge, you know, like, because we'd make up like some, as we progressed along, we'd make up little bridges. And so we were able to like skip forward to different parts, because as the Alpha Sessions continued, we sort of started to make just naturally arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this Alpha Sessions is quite different. This Alpha Sessions, we actually took these, we actually did most of that process in rehearsal. So we've had like, I want to say 8 rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken these loops and we've extended them and we've given them a lot more arrangement than we usually would. So these are just basically brand new songs that we haven't refined in the studio, but we have actually had these 8 rehearsals to actually give it some arrangement and some structure.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're just going to be like, here they are. We're presenting you guys with 8 songs that we haven't really fully refined, and we're hoping that the audience will kind of be like, tell us and respond to each song and show us which one should be on our next record, basically.
Wow,
that's a really yeah, it's a really special way to make music. Yeah, what's the feeling like, you know, going on stage, just kind of, you know, you have some idea of what you're doing, but a lot of this is, you know, improvisational and reacting off the audience. So what's the feeling like going on? Is it exciting or is it kind of scary, kind of going on and being like, let's hope this all molds together into what we want it to be?
This one isn't as scary as they have been in the past. And, you know, this whole idea was really born out of this real struggle that we had in the studio to like connect and communicate musically. We really felt like a lot of ideas were not really coming, and that we were sort of like trying to like grab some stagnant idea and sort of try and make it into something worthy, as opposed to sort of like being really open and receiving ideas, I suppose, like sort of as they come to you, and sort of creating that live process and realizing that we have something really special live, and that when we are on stage together, as a band, we communicate so much more easily than when we're sitting in the studio trying to talk out these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Musically, we just can totally communicate, and it's kind of our strong point.
Mm.
So that's where the whole idea came out of, was the struggle of actually communicating. And then, like, taking these to the stage, originally, yeah, it was difficult, but it's actually where I was born. I mean, I was kind of born out of being a sort of a hip-hop girl that would jump up on DJ sets and just randomly go for it, you know?
Mm.
So it's kind of my strong strength is just to kind of make shit up as I go.
But,
with this one, we tried to actually take a clever direction with the music, because we have felt that, like, at Electric Avenue and some of these shows that we did over the summer, we were missing, like, this part in our set where we wanted to go to, but we didn't have any music for it. Like, mm-hmm. as the sort of set picked up, we wanted to kind of, like, go to this 120 BPM sort of area, and obviously we have come from sort of like a 90 BPM, you know, kind of background.
Yes,
and we've
course.
Slowly worked our way up naturally, but we actually didn't have, like, this music that we wanted. We wanted to take the audience to this place where we're all just dancing and feeling this vibe, and we didn't have that. So we're focused a little bit on that, on sort of having this, like, I don't know what you'd call it, like, soulful Lady Six version of, like, dance music.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And we're sort of like, we've really focused on that so that we're able to take whatever really works straight to the live set, and also obviously to the next record, and then go back into the studio and record them all. And I've been asking at the last two, because we've had two already in Queenstown and Wanaka, I've been asking the audience to kind of leave their favourite number of the set, like, with the merch people.
Cool, yeah, yeah.
And it's been really interesting to see, like, what some people's favourites are. So, and there's already clearly leaders of the set list that people really love, so... it'll be interesting to see what the hometown thinks.
Definitely, yeah.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Sounds so raw, personal, improvised.
Yeah,
there's just
love
so
it.
Much to
Such
it.
Such a
so
cool idea.
Make sure to head on down. I want to ask you quickly how you felt when you were named a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit, which, kudos to you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we've
yes.
never got to congratulate you personally for it, so yeah.
Oh, thank you. I actually thought it was a hoax. It comes up in your email as like honor. It starts off with honor something dot dot dot, and I was like, it looks like a casino spam.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it looks like
it looks so dodge. I was like, what the hell is this? So I opened it up, and actually, I just couldn't believe it, and I still can't believe it. We don't actually get the medal itself until the very end of the year, like November, December. So it's just like dragging on. Like, I know about it, but yeah, I don't get it until the end of the year. So as the time goes past and it settles in, I'm actually just becoming more and more proud of the situation. I've gotten letters from different MPs around New Zealand, like, congratulating me. It's the most bizarre thing.
Amazing.
With my name and then the letters MNZM beside it. Who am I?
Uh-huh. That's so cool. I hope next year, just every live show, you just have the medal on. You know?
Oh, you know.
Just
yeah,
becomes...
Yeah. There's just this, like, picture of me in the background with the crown on.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
As much as you must be hating the waiting game for that medal, we're hating the waiting game for Loons. Make sure to head on down this Saturday, July the 24th, for the Alpha Sessions. It's been amazing talking to you this morning, Lady Six. And, of course, that's part of a six-show tour all across Aotearoa, so make sure you get your tickets to that.
Yes.
Yes, I can't wait. Looking forward to it. See you on Saturday.
Awesome, cool. Thank you so much.
You too. See you guys.
See ya.
Catch ya.